USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Huntsman is reportedly resigning from that position. The news just breaking. We'll have more as it becomes available. Yesterday was Wall Street's worst day of the year. Today, the indexes have bounced back, with the Dow just before the top of the hour up about 70 points. The concerns have been about a growing trade war with China, but White House economist Larry Kudlow is defending President Trump's tariffs on China, saying that the president's simply protecting and defending the U.S. economy. After one of the two mass shootings over the weekend happens in his state, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is calling on state lawmakers there to pass several new gun safety measures.
But I can tell you, if we're committed to do this, we can do it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Reports are the Trump administration's getting ready to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan as it's reached an initial deal with the Taliban. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping the administration won't go too far with this move.
Every commander I've talked to, the intelligence community says that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are reemerging in Afghanistan, that if we withdraw all of our forces, they can hit us in the region and here at home. This is exactly what they told President Obama. It is not right to leave.
He spoke on Fox News. The nation's two largest newspaper publishers, soon to become one in a deal just announced, Gatehouse Media will buy Gannett, the owner of USA Today, and more than 100 other papers. It means the new company will publish more than 260 dailies and over 300 weekly publications. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Alf Clausen, the former composer for The Simpsons, is suing, arguing that he was fired because of his age and a perceived disability. Clausen was let go 2 years ago and told the series he was taking the music in a different direction. The show's 31st season will air this September on Fox. A unique memorial to veterans is now open off the coast of Florida's Pinellas County. The Circle of Heroes Underwater Memorial was dedicated yesterday 40 feet below the Gulf surface and 10 miles off the coast of Clearwater Beach. When finished, the memorial at Veterans Reef will consist of 24 statues representing service members from each military branch. And officials hope it will become a tourist destination for divers, including veterans especially, who use diving to treat PTSD. An Oregon man has his life savings back in his possession after the owner lost $23,000 tossing it away by mistake into a recycling bin at a facility in Northern California. Luckily, a recycling plant worker found the missing cash and did the right thing.
I was working on the line, pulling off cardboard to be recycled when I suddenly saw some big stacks of $20 bills.
He was speaking to NBC News. The facility in Humboldt was able to get a hold of the owner and arrange for the money's return. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.